Title: Finding Hope in Darkness. By Catherine Kaw. Many lives have been affected by COVID-19. Even as we slowly recover from a dark and challenging time, how do we find hope? The theory of 6 degrees of separation, introduced by Hungarian writer Frigyes Karinti in the 20th century, asserts that the number of people known to us increases exponentially with the number of our connections. Simply put, you could be a mere 6 connections away to someone famous or unexpected, such as the king. In modern-day terms, this term can be related to networking. Popular sites such as Facebook and LinkedIn analyze your acquaintances and can suggest possible connections to further boost your presence in the digital world. The world seems to shrink as distance and time seem to pull itself into tighter knots. The same can be felt for the times we are living in. At the end of 2019, the COVID-19 disease began to unfurl itself in an unassuming manner. Fast forward to today, this virus that was once thought to exist for a few months is expected to stay for much longer. Spreading on a global scale, it has seeped into the lives of all, unpacked its bags, and set camp wherever it has chosen to lay foot. The situation has deteriorated to the point where almost everyone knows someone who is a contact of a positive case of the virus. We have had to wade through scores of misinformation on the virus next hit. The world we once felt connected to has become a faraway dream, completed with closed doors and exacerbated loneliness. Economic sectors we once thought formidable had to rethink their marketing strategies or go belly up. Plus, there are far more sufferings, such as natural disasters and social unrest, that have been overshadowed by the unprecedented pandemic. Where does the Christian stand amidst the chaos? It is easier said than done to say that the Lord has a plan, that it is good for those who love Him. For this reasoning is more often a stinging nettle than a soothing balm for the wounded. While it brings comfort to some, it would be unkind to those grieving over a loved one hit by the pandemic. I know the Lord's promises and would like to encourage them to be steadfast, but trust me, I would be ready to punch anyone who glibly counseled me without compassion. Reminder: it would not be peaceable to commit the following, however. How do we tell our loved ones that the pains they are experiencing are purposed trials to refine them through fire? My heart comes short of breaking when I hear them say enough is enough, I'm tired of going through things that don't kill me but make me stronger. COVID-19 is the neighborhood scare for the current times. I can still remember it lurking too close for comfort. Despite adhering to the SOP, standard operating procedure, one by one, loved ones are becoming close contacts and host to the virus. The virus is greedy, it introduces itself to anyone at will. I have remained quiet regarding my involvement with COVID-19 for I find it no good to share of ongoing stresses with others. However, as I write this, I do know what it is like to take the test. The agony of waiting for your results. Could I have received the disease somehow and have wandered as an unwitting spreader? Legs turn to jelly as your number is called. I have also undergone the home quarantine program. Being enclosed was not so much of an issue, as again, worrying over the results. This virus' social effect is huge, my closest contacts could be affected, along with theirs, and so on. This appears to be a time that if we truly love the ones we do, we stay apart and stand aside. Place them in our pocket-sized devices and screens like an olden locket. Despite the low death rates claimed/touted by many regarding this disease, statistics do not matter when death comes knocking at one's door. Thus, I appeal once more, where does the Christian stand amidst the chaos? I believe where we are, we first get to our knees to pray. For our hope is not placed in earthly authorities and medical breakthroughs, but in our God. These minds are appointed by God, but they are not exchangeable for God's divine intervention. We may have been disappointed as to why God does not appear to rescue us from our woes. The virus is set to change the world as it is, possibly for the forever of the foreseeable future. But if this tiny non-living organism could reach the world in such measure, imagine what faith the size of a mustard seed could instigate. If faith the size of a mustard seed could move a mountain, I would desire that faith and more. More so in a time like this, to remember our hope than to turn cynically rot. It is time to advocate for faith over fear. This does not mean that we ought to go around bending the SOP to prove God's protection. God gives us wisdom to be donned and grace to pursue His heavenly peace. It will surpass the understanding and pressure to give in to sorrow and despair. For God's promises illuminate the dark passages of this world even in its worst corners. There is no easy answer to the grieving and hurting from the mess of COVID-19. We know people who are permanently weakened or who have passed on because of this. But even more, we are reminded that while the plans of man may falter and fail, we find purpose and redemption in God. God walks with us even when we are unaware. Amid this pandemic, while others may cower in fear, I choose to cling on to God by faith, knowing that His reassuring presence is with all who believe in Him. About Catherine Kaw. Catherine is a relentless pursuer of knowledge. She strives toward it by reading extensively and engaging in online courses. Quiet morning walks and gardening are the simple joys in her life. Her inspiration is found within the love for stargazing and reaching into the lives of others. She aspires to love deeply and patiently, to be more than mere dust. The end.